1st, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss created a special task force last month to focus on the unique challenges that urban schools face. As students around the state head back to school, the chair of that task force joins us for a look at the challenges facing districts in Wisconsin's biggest cities.
Republican Representative Jesse Rodriguez of Franklin is the Majority Caucus Secretary in the State Assembly. She's the newly appointed chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Urban Education. Representative Rodriguez, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob, for having me.
Well, first of all, big picture, why does Wisconsin need this urban education task force?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I am very honored and very excited about the urban task force on the task force on urban education. It is an area that we certainly need to look at. We are, as a task force, it is a bipartisan task force. Who will look at a variety of topics that affect the urban schools, and our ultimate goal is to provide solutions and hopefully help improve outcomes in the urban schools. So we will be looking at six school districts, and they are Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and Eau Claire. And these six districts make up about 20% of the total student population and also our future workforce. They are also, in these districts, about 50% of the student population receive free and reduced school meals. So it is a community that is very economically disadvantaged. And also these districts have higher than average special needs services and unfortunately low student achievement. So it's an area that we certainly need to look at and offer solutions to improve those outcomes in these districts.
And as you look at these districts, what kind of issues are you going to focus on the task force?
Sure. So we, talking with the superintendents, and that's been one of my goals, is to talk to each one of them before we go to the districts and do tours of the schools, is really hear what they're seeing. I mean, they are the experts of their districts. And so some of the things that keep popping up from conversations has been teacher recruitment and retention. That's a difficulty for many of the districts. They are seeing that, from what I hear, that many teachers, are there who come, recently graduated, have the skills and the education. It's just that many of them don't have the support system to handle the issues that they see presented in the class, such as truancy, such as behavioral issues. And so those are the things that we need to really look at and see what ways we can improve that. There's also, like I said, behavioral issues that we should look at, below average academic performance. And so this is an opportunity for us to see what the districts are seeing are happening within their schools, but also for them to be able to let us know what they have done, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and ways that, we can improve the outcomes in these districts.
So a new report on the teacher workforce in Milwaukee in particular found that teachers now are less educated, less experienced than they have been in the past, about 5-6 years ago. What do you see the task force being able to do to recommend to help attract teachers and, as you say, retain them in a place like Milwaukee?
Sure. I think that is the conversation we're trying to have with the district. And so they, like I said, many of them are saying, these teachers are equipped. They have the right credentials. They just don't know how to handle the situations that they see in the district, in the classroom. And so it's an opportunity for them to offer other ways, other support systems to help these teachers. So that is kind of going to be the focus of the recruitment and retention piece of the urban schools. I do hear many superintendents say that, a lot of the teachers come to our school, stay about 3 years, and eventually they move on to other districts in the suburbs. And so that is, unfortunately, where these teachers are needed, which is in the urban setting. Unfortunately, they're not able to retain them. And so that is, you know, a way that we can look at and see if something more needs to be done, and what can we possibly do.
Now, Wisconsin, of course, has a lot of rural school districts, suburban ones as well. Do you think we need to avoid a one-size-fits-all so we can meet the unique needs of urban schools?
I think so. Last session, I wasn't part of this, the rural task force, but the last session, the rural task force explored the needs that they had in the rural setting, and they came up with recommendations that eventually became a legislation this year. So, we need to look at what's working and not working in the urban setting, and those can be different than what's going on in the rural schools. So, that is what we are trying to do. I'm telling all the committee members that, you know, this is an opportunity for all of us to learn more about the urban schools. Many of us don't come from districts that have urban schools, and so this is a great opportunity for them to see the issues that these schools face and ask questions on and find ways that we could we can help.
Talking to Representative Jesse Rodriguez about a new task force on urban education in Wisconsin. Representative mm-hmm. Rodriguez, after this task force was announced, some critics said, hey, we see some people on here who have supported voucher schools, privatization options. Republicans have supported those things in the past. They're worried that the folks will be on more vouchers, more privatization at the expense of public schools. Is that part of the discussion here? How do you respond to those concerns?
No, that is not part of the discussion. I believe that there have been pieces written on, you know, the members that are pro-choice and pro charter schools, but that is not the focus here. And I know that many people have asked me, you know, why I, you know, would want to do this. And a lot of people ask me where I stand with public education. I always tell them I'm not anti-public education. And my goal, or what I see working in the community that I did in the past, was that parents, you know, want options. And so it's an opportunity for them, if they have it, to get options. Now, this is not the focus of this committee at all. But I know that it is something that has been a concern for some people. But no, this is not the focus on them.
Now, this is a bipartisan task force, members of both parties. Do you think you're going to find room for agreement here, given that there's a lot of partisan divide about education and other issues in the state?
I hope so. I honestly don't know what the outcome will be, but I've been working with all my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and I welcome their feedback. I've been talking to them and asking if they have any suggestions on speakers to let me know. So I hope that this is an opportunity for all of us to work together, you know, as a body, as a committee, but also work with the districts and work with other people who are in the districts, organizations who are dedicated to education, and really focus on one thing, and that is to find solutions to help improve outcomes for urban schools. We really need to really look at that, because these are, you know, the future, and these are, you know, our future workforce. And so, you know, looking at ways that we can help them, either to, you know, help them graduate from school and, you know, move on to the workforce if that's what they like, or helping them move on to the higher education. You know, that should be our ultimate focus, and that is what I want to kind of steer everyone in our committee to do, is ways that we can improve these outcomes so we can have successful children in the future.
There's been a lot of attention on racial achievement gaps here in Wisconsin, one of the worst in the nation as a state. Some local areas, Dane County, Milwaukee County, a serious problem there. Is that going to be one of the issues on the table?
I think that it is not one of the issues that we will be addressing, but it will be obviously the issue that will come up. Just because a lot of these communities are, the urban schools, you know, are working with minorities, and it's a higher population. So it will, I think it will come up, because that is the, you know, the community that these school districts are working with. But, you know, that's you know, up for us to look and see how we can go, you know, look beyond that and, you know, really look to find some solutions that would help.
Representative Rodriguez, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Rob.
That was Assembly Representative Jessie Rodriguez of Franklin. She was with us to talk about her role as the chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Urban Education. The committee hopes to have recommendations for the whole legislature by February or March of next year.